Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
All right, computer, why don't you go ahead and chart us a course home through the Odinian Nebula, please.
Captain, I do not advise that. You know it is dangerous. And there are pirates and beasts in the space, the deep space.
Yeah, computer, just maybe do what I say, please. Go ahead and... What's with the alarms? What's going on?
I did try to warn you.
Activate rigging protocols.
Hello, I am Ken Brown, and as your Game Master, I welcome you back to the world of Riven, the Shattered Continent. Will the rest of this merry band introduce themselves?
Hello there, I'm Harkos Ironjaw Pissarro, and I'm an Alacocra monk. And the world is confusing lately, but I plan to use my second chance to give everyone else theirs. And I'm portrayed by Nick Simpson.
And I am Trevor Ironjaw. The world is strange right now, but I have given my word. No matter how fate directs me, I shall stand and protect those who cannot protect themselves. Portrayed by Brad Konauer.
Thanks, crew, and thank you for joining us at our table. Now, prepare yourselves for Rolling in the Geek. Hello, listeners. Ken, your Game Master here. I want to thank you for joining us here at Rolling in the Geek. We are once again, though, asking you for your support, because through your support, we are able to create content with improved quality and quantity. Check out Rolling in the Geek over on Patreon and choose a tier with rewards that fit you. Every little bit helps us along our path. Now back to three guys who are more excited to game than sleep. Last time on Rolling in the Geek. The team discusses their next stop, with Trevor deciding that they need to go to the clothier first to get his armor back, and then to his father's shop to hide out. He sends a letter via Kingsley to Lenara and Evelyn to let them know that they should lay low, because who knows what might happen. They venture to the clothier, trudging through the snow to get there. Trevor pounds on the door until he wakes up the owners, and then gets his armor back from them. They start heading back to the Ironjaw shop, but are stopped by a large amount of snow in the road. Trevor uses a flame wall to melt it and proceed onward, which was much simpler than I was expecting. Should have expected that with fire powers. They reach the shop to find it locked and closed. Harkos is able to unlock it with his piratey skills, and they check the back door where Avalon was and found it unlocked but trapped. Trevor, on Harkos' suggestion, goes to find the sword that his father made, to serve as a substitute for his hammer since Lenara has it. He finds it, identifies it, and heads back down to hunker for the night. Kingsley returns with a note from Lenara and Evelyn saying that they better see the pair of them tomorrow, and the two of them start to discuss if they should leave the ship overnight and worry that if they are known to be there, they may also know how they got to Aetherport. They head back to the ship, running across the Tabaxi from earlier in the day, and eventually reach the ship. The Brava is the name for that. Harkos patrols with the guard after finding out Captain Kirby is not on board, and Trevor goes to find Lenara. He eventually finds her in a storage room below deck. She is not alone, though, and a cloaked individual rushes behind her and puts a blade up to her throat and puts a finger up to its mouth in a hush motion. And that is where we pick back up. Trevor, confetti explodes from the ceiling, and then they go, "Oh, we got you! You're on Candid TV.
You're on Riven TV."
This
big old weird looking Goliath pops out and goes, "I'm Cashton Butcher, and you've just been runked."
Because it's Riven. Okay. That's a fucking throwback. Kids, if you don't know, well, I say kids as if it's not a bunch of adult men and women and others listening to our fucking show. But hey, if there's any young children listening to these three grown men swear at each other, Google punked. It was fun for a minute.
It was pretty
and then
good.
I got a different host and it was weird.
I honestly, God, never watched it, so I don't know.
It was pretty good.
Okay. I'll take your word for it. Anyway, so why don't we do this? Why don't you guys roll against each other to see what we handle first?
I need you...
Gentlemen, roll for initiative.
We've done this... What? This will be like the fourth episode in a row now that we have to roll for initiative to start the fucking show?
Well, y'all's motherfuckers keep on splitting up, so...
It's not my fault.
Well, okay, maybe a little.
Nah.
You started the date thing.
Nah.
Okay.
Trevor didn't have to go off on his onesies.
I had a 15.
Of course you did. I got a dirty 20. So I got a 16 on the die. I beat Trevor no matter what. Fucking monk ass initiative ass.
You are patrolling the upper deck with, did we give this guy a name? I don't think we gave him a name.
Nope.
I don't think so.
Richard.
Dick.
Wow.
Meh, you know, wow. Sorry to anyone who listens that might be named Richard for Brad's inability to accept people's names.
Called you a dick. It's just because you went there. Because now I'm gonna want to call him Dick.
But Richard is because I think that you were kind of blathering a little bit.
I was. I said that Harkos, while they went down, Harkos would just be kind of not in the same vein that he was with the guards, but Harkos would just be kind of talking his ear off because Harkos is still very he's got loose lips. I don't want to say he's as drunk, because I definitely think events have sobered him a handful, but he's still got loose lips.
Yeah, that's fine. So you're prattling on, and Richard seems to be maybe one third paying attention to you. And that's being maybe a little generous, but he's 33% there. Go ahead and roll a perception check for me.
Great. I don't see shit.
Did you roll?
Does passive perception count?
I didn't hear a roll.
I did. I'm sorry that you didn't hear it. Maybe I dropped, but I definitely rolled. I rolled a nat 1 plus 3 for a total of 4. My passive is 13, if that matters at all. Probably not for a nat fucking one, and that's fine. I get it.
No, I think that we can sub your passive here, but so you're just walking around the deck. Seems like he has kind of a route that he takes, that he, you know, will kind of do a lap around the deck, and then he'll kind of like linger on. Was it is it the plank that, or the gangplank that goes down to the dock?
Yeah, that's the gangplank.
So he'll linger there and kind of look out onto the docks. And he'll do some sweeps, check it around. He'll start another lap. He'll, you know, maybe kind of check some lanterns that are, you know, that are up on the top deck as well.
And you do that for a handful of rotations. And then I'm going to go ahead and roll a perception check for him. That is a 12-sided. That will not help me.
You don't know that.
Well, no. Based on what I saw, what I just rolled, then no. You hear him say, wait. Stop.
What?
You hear that? And you don't hear anything.
The lack of wind? No. Not really.
You see he's kind of like going back and forth. He's looking like back and forth across the ship. And then he's like, oh no. And he runs to the opposite side and looks over the side of the vessel that would be away from the dock, and he looks down and he goes, oh no, and draws a weapon. What do you do?
How good of an artist is he?
I don't, are you going to ask him? like,
well, if he's drawing a weapon, I feel like I would be able to tell based on...
He is removing a weapon from his belt. It's an axe of some sort that he pulls from.
I got him back for you, Brad. I'm sure he will be vindictive towards me for me gotcha-ing him over something he did to you. But I gotcha'd him for you.
I appreciate it.
Harkos will rush over, drawing his spear as he does so.
Hey, you pull your spear and then you get to the edge and look over the rails. Climbing up the side of the ship are four cloaked figures that are using like climbing spikes to like dig into the side of the Brava to ascend the side. They are maybe 10 feet from the rails at this moment.
Shit. So Harkos is gonna RP-wise, I'm sure there's a chance that I could have to roll for something. RP-wise, in my opinion, Harkos sobers even a little bit more when he realizes, oh fuck, shit's going down. And he's going to look at Richard. He's going to go, well, I mean, I didn't technically expect the night to get any better. You do what you can from here. And Harkos is going to jump over the railing and fly on the other side of them and try and attack them while they're climbing.
Okay.
Which I know won't prevent them for long, but at least I don't have 10-foot reach, so this is my solution.
Yep. Trevor.
Aye.
You are below deck.
I am.
You just walked into the room, you saw a flurry of movement, and
I did.
A pretty large, imposing figure in a, like, I want to say Holocaust cloak because of the, like, I'm thinking Princess Bride, like that big,
right?
Like that big black cloak that just like completely covers part of the face and stuff. Uh-huh. Go ahead and roll perception for me though.
17.
It's set with a set. Okay. 17. You see like pale white underneath the robe. The hands are gloved in with like these gauntlets with like leather underneath, and then this like kind of faded steel of some sort that's on the that's on the gauntlets. But underneath the hood, you see this kind of pale white flesh of some sort. And it stands behind Lenara, a good like foot and a half taller than she is, with a short sword put up against her throat, with his finger still kind of in front of his face, or their face, in a shh.
Listen, I don't know who you are, and I don't know why.
Sorry.
And I don't know why you are here. But if it is for myself or anything I have done, please just let her go, and I will come willingly.
You don't know who I am or why I'm here?
I don't know who you are, no.
It reaches its other hand up and moves the cloak back. You know this person. And he says,
"It's hang on.
I wanted
us to not do the little like, oh yeah, I totally knew that. Brad and I think it's Rhyme. Just want that out there.
Yep.
Ken can do his reveal, whatever it is. I just didn't want that moment to be like, oh yeah, sure you guys did. Sorry to ruin the tension. Please proceed.
I
can just change it.
Am Rhyme.
Oh fuck. You're fucked.
Herald to the Winter's Chill. The second daughter. The Ascendant Worm. The Sovereign Methuselah, Syraxis, and I am here because you took something from us, and I will take something from you too.
Oh no.
And he puts the blade directly against her throat. Did you guys talk to each other and this is what you thought was going to happen?
No! I forgot that we talked to each other, Brad!
Yeah. Yeah, I remember
I mean,
what you said, too.
That shit's kind of fucked it out the window now.
Yeah.
But I completely forgot that we made... It's been a fucking week. I forgot. I'm sorry.
Fuck.
No, we didn't talk about this being Rhyme at all. I'll tell you what we talked about because I don't think it can. There's any capacity where it can work now. I told Brad what he needs to do is ask you if Kingsley was visible to whatever this cloaked thing was, and then telepathically tell Kingsley to come get my ass so I could come down here so we could metagame me down to the bad thing that's about to happen. That got forgot. We in no way made any sort of guesses about who the fuck this was. I just assumed it was a Lord T minion, which is what Ken wanted us to think.
Soon as you said white skin or flesh, that was it. That was it right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, Brad was floundering over what to do.
Oh my goodness. I hate you a little, to be honest, right now. In a good way. I love your storytelling. I hate you right now. Okay. This is what I want to do. He put the sword to her neck. Yes?
Mm-hmm.
How far away are they from me?
About 10 feet.
About 10 feet. Okay.
By the way, in all this, Lenora looks... She looks pissed, but not scared.
Well, that's good.
Just so that you kind of have a full read of the situation.
I'm terrified. So not because it's a herald and we're in that situation. I'm terrified because I think he's going to do something to her, which very well might happen. You fucking scored to take Trevor's usual focus of I'm going to stick my hammer where the sun don't shine and place it elsewhere. Fuck you.
By the way, you don't see your hammer either. She doesn't have it.
I have a sword. I'm gonna stick my daddy's sword. Where the sun, that sounds
can
bad.
Can we not say it like that? Can that not be? Can we just rip, 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 and you say something else? Because I really, I mean, I'm not taking it out, but we can pretend that I took it out.
This is what I want to do. I'm gonna have Kingsley deliver a touch spell.
Okay.
On Lenara.
Okay.
Death ward.
Oh shit.
So I got my hands up and I said my spiel and he said his bullshit. And with my telepathy, I'm going to say, Kingsley, do me a favor. You need to deliver this for me. A nice little gift for our friend. And I want to have him touch spell death ward on Lenara. And then I'm going to draw my sword.
I am hurriedly pulling up death ward.
You want me to read it to you? I have it up right now.
What level spell is it?
It is a fourth level spell.
Okay.
It is a touch spell.
Death ward. Hey. Okay, so this is how I think that this all plays out. You send Kingsley, he bird hugs her and then flaps away, delivering the death ward spell. And you draw your weapon, and at the same instant, you see the sword slides along her throat. And blood starts gushing out. And he drops her.
Shit. Hoi-ha! Hi-ya! Do I need to roll initiative now?
Yeah, go ahead and roll for initiative. Well, what did you get on your initial roll? Was it at the beginning of the...
You got a 15.
Was it a 16?
I got a 15.
Okay.
Well, I got a flat 15 on the die. It would have put me a 17 total, but either way, okay. Harko's beat me.
So, yeah, you... It will be your go as soon as we get back to you.
Okay.
Harkos.
Uh-huh.
You, I'm keeping your initiative from earlier, which was a dirty 20, so you are first. So, you've got four things that are crawling up the side of the vessel. They have seen you. They have seen you fly around them. What do you do?
So I think... for terms, I'm not asking for information, just for an idea that I have. For terms of AC, are they all the same? Are they like all the same creature or whatever I would be fighting right? Okay.
Yeah.
What I think I'm going to attempt to do is do my stabby stabby punch punch, but I think I want to attempt to hit all four of them just to try and piss everybody off and maybe deter them from breaching the ship and killing Richard, because it's going to be four of them and Richard's up there and I'm sure they'll kill him first because I'm flying. Or attempt to. I don't know how tough Richard is. Maybe Richard's the strongest dick we've ever seen. I said what I said. So yeah, I'm going to do my two spear attacks first.
Okay.
Harkos, roll it up. It's been a minute. But we can fucking do this, boy, right? We can do it. Trevor and Harkos die. Here we go. That's not bad. It's not bad. What the fuck does the spear... Is a plus 8 to hit. So that's 21 on the first attack.
Yep, that hits.
That's more. That's 23 on the second attack. How the fuck?
Okay.
How the fuck does combat as a monk work? And then I can bonus action... punch, right? That's I can do a bonus action one punch.
But if you do flurry then
I can
do two.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm gonna burn. I gotta go over here. Key points. Burn a key point and do flurry of blows. Oh god damn it. Okay. Because I fucked up that I'm going to burn another key point. Where the fuck is it? Yeah. I'm going to burn another key point to make this punch a stunning strike.
Okay.
Because I should have said that at the beginning that I was doing a stunning strike, but I didn't think about it. So this punch is going to be a stunning strike. These aren't bad, Harkos. So that is a 22 with the first punch. Mm-hmm. And that, so that one's a stunning strike. And then the last one is an 18 total.
Okay. All four hit.
Fuck yeah. Okay. So
let's go down the line. So do your damage for the first two, and then we'll resolve the stunning strike when we get to the third one.
And I'm gonna do extra damage to the fourth one just because that makes sense to me, because I can do brutal accuracy. So whenever I use flurry of blows, successfully hit with both unarmed strikes, I can deal extra damage to the target equal to my martial arts die. So first person spear attack, I need where the fuck, I've not rolled these attacks this small before. I'm gonna do each one individually, it's weird. So first guy takes 9 points of piercing damage.
Okay.
Second one takes 7 points of piercing damage. My unarmed strike is a D6. So third guy takes 8 points of slashing damage. And then the...
I want the last one to be 6 so bad, but that's fine.
The stunning strike...
Or it could be 10, I guess. That's the other. What do I need to roll for the stunning strike?
A con save.
Con save. Okay. I'm going to assume a 10 doesn't do it.
I don't think so, because it's...
8 plus your wisdom plus your
proficiency. 8 plus 3 plus 3, so it's 8 and 6. So yeah, definitely. So 10 don't do it. So the third one is stunned. So it's incapacitated, meaning it can't take actions, reactions, can't move, and can speak only falteringly. Creature automatically fails strength and dexterity saving throws, which I feel like climbing might be strength. And attack rolls against the creature have advantage. I'm the only one out here, but...
You give that one the old love tap, and you see it freezes up, locks up, and then just... Well, actually, let's do this, because he was using climbing spikes... So it might...
Oh, that's fair.
Nope. It falls loose and drops right down.
Okay, and then the last, the brutal... No, that was just my first punch. I have to roll my actual punch and then the brutal accuracy on this fourth guy. So that's another 7, and then the brutal accuracy damage is just the die, so it's a 4. So that's 11 points of damage to the last guy.
I killed him. It could have been 7, 8, 9, 10.
I know, I'm sorry.
It's fine. Fine. Anyway, so you have removed one. At least for the moment from the situation. Yeah,
how far of a drop down is it from the... Like, the Brava's not just over a cliff. Because, I mean, it's not like Aetherport's in some cliff city. It's in the fucking center of the continent. So, I mean, in theory, that thing... very likely will make its way back up here at some point, yes?
As long as it survives the fall, then maybe.
Okay.
But I've got to do its fall damage. Ow. Ow. So that was 23 damage from the fall.
Oh, fuck.
Damn!
As the ship is docked... but the ground is not directly below.
Yeah.
So he dropped a total of 50 feet and took, 23 damage. So that was no fun for him. Thud.
Good.
After you, the other three are going to go. And they are able to get up and over the rails. So you will get an opportunity attack because they are moving out of your range. So you can make an opportunity attack against one.
I'll make an opportunity attack against Fuck. Let me hit the end one again that I did the damage to.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's 18.
To hit?
Yep.
Yes, hits.
I'm gonna burn a key point and stunning strike him.
Oh, okay.
Cause stunning strike's just on a melee attack. It's not anything. It's not a bonus, it's not a reaction, anything. It's just when I make a melee weapon attack, I can burn a key point to attempt one.
Well, that's interesting. Landed between the 5 and the 18.
Of course it did.
So let's give that a...
He gets...
Well, it really wanted that 18, so...
He gets... Here's your 6. He gets 6 piercing damage.
Okay. But he does make the save. So, and fortunately, for you and for Richard, is not stunned. But they get up and over the railing and meet up with Richard. Okay, 2 of them are able to make hits on Richard.
I feel like I should say something, but like, what the fuck? Look out! He knows they're coming.
Take 17 damage.
Okay.
And you can't see him precisely from your position, though. So you can't tell how good or bad he is doing.
Okay.
But you hear him clap back on one of them after a moment and deal 6 damage to one of them. Trevor, it is your turn.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Can I cast a bonus action spell and still cast a full action spell?
One of them has to be a cantrip.
One of them is a cantrip.
Okay, so yeah, that's fine.
So that's fine? Okay. So, first of all, bonus action, Shield of Faith.
Okay. On yourself, I'm assuming?
Yes, sir.
You don't want to cast it on him?
I was going to say, do it to rhyme.
Second of all, Green Flame Blade, and I'm going to attack him.
Okay. Roll it.
Oh, fuck. That is a... Oh, dude, Jesus. 25.
Okay, yeah, that hits.
Just a bit.
That gives me... 12 points of damage.
Okay.
Wait.
Oh.
Yeah, 12 points of damage, sorry.
Okay.
I just wanted to make
points
sure.
Of damage. You get a decent little hit on him. He takes it. And it is now his turn. Does a 25 hit you?
It does.
Okay.
Like, you can't roll the same thing I rolled. It's rude.
And then that is a 23 for the second one.
Bat misses.
Okay.
I was gonna say, this is like a skill test, or like one of those skill things we did in the Underdark. So Brad already used 25, so you have to use a different number.
Right.
Oh well. Right. Shit.
Yep. Preferably lower.
Yep. But because we're nice, so feel free to go higher.
He drops that short sword and draws his much larger blade and takes a swing at you, dealing 20 damage.
Just as a question,
mm-hmm.
Part of my damage was fire damage. Is that...
Yeah.
Just you knew that already. I didn't even think to say it.
No, and you're fine.
Okay. I didn't know if maybe I should tell you how much is fire damage or not. So
no, you're good.
Okay. Just making sure. You said 20 points of damage?
20 points of damage.
All right. Okay.
And it is your turn.
Well, it's my turn again?
Mm-hmm. There's only two of you.
Well, I didn't know if you were going back up top deck or not.
I'm doing it differently because there's more shit going on upstairs, so figured I'd give you a couple rounds.
I'm fine with this.
All right, so... I need to roll concentration because Shield of Faith is concentration.
Oh, yeah, so that's still a 10 for the DC.
That's a 14.
Okay, so still your turn, though.
We're in like a small room, yeah?
It is not a very big room, no.
Not a very big room. So I'm going to say it's about to get very crowded and cast Spirit Guardians.
Okay. Do I resolve that on his turn that he rolls the save, or does he need to roll it now?
When you cast this spell, you can designate a number of creatures you see to be unaffected by it. Obviously, Lenara and Kingsley. I know. It'd been hilarious to watch a bunch of old ladies with rolling pins beat on her, but you know.
You seemed quite nice at dinner, but he didn't say not to, so sorry.
An affected creature's speed is halved in the area, and when the creature enters the area for the first time on a turn or starts its turn there, it must make a wisdom saving throw. So
on his turn, he'll make it.
Okay. I didn't know if it would count since I cast it or not, but... Oh! Man.
Yep. I think it's a worth it trade. I think it's a worth it trade.
Do you?
I do.
Do you?
I do.
Okay. All right. Well, there goes that then. Damn it. All right. But yeah, so that's a full action.
Okay, but you dropped your concentration on Shield of Faith, though.
Yeah, I did.
That's what we had our not-so-silent conversation about, because I was thinking that in the back of my mind, but I was like, he has to know, and then I heard that noise, and I was like, now he does.
Now he does.
I think it's worth it, though. Like, sure, he could fuck you up, but your Shield Guardians fuck some shit up sometimes.
They do.
Now, we don't know what Rhyme's wisdom is, so maybe I'm very wrong.
Yeah.
But I like to think the potential damage versus the potential non-owies is a fair trade in this moment. Not that I'm there to tell Trevor what to do, but...
Right. I am done, though.
Okay. It is his turn. Well, no, wait. After your turn, he's going to take a legendary action, because that's who he is.
Of course.
He grabs a hold of you with his offhand. And you feel cold.
Okay.
I need you to perform a constitution saving throw.
Uh, 21.
Alright. You feel like his icy grip start to overtake you for a moment, but you're able to kind of wrestle your way away from him. You've seen this in action before.
Yeah, up close and personal, right?
Yeah, well, he just beat the shit out of you, but you saw him do it to Davinia in the past.
Yeah.
That he iced her and then shattered her. So I think that you knew that Trevor would know what he was trying to do here.
Okay.
But then it goes.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
It was to his turn, and he is going to...
Wisdom save!
Wisdom save. It's a roll either way, but I gotta check his stats to see what he gets. So that is a 16 total?
Balls.
Okay. Does he still take half?
Yes.
That's what I'm looking.
He does, because we've fucked that up a lot, so... I does the remembering.
Yep. I'm successful, they take half as much. Thank you, Nick. Because I totally forgot. Seven points then. It was 14 total.
Okay. So seven.
7 points of radiant, if that makes any difference.
You see the old ladies and dudes with shovels go around and just start whacking on him, and he just absorbs into him. Okay. It's dealing damage, but he seems unfazed.
Right.
And now it is his turn to attack you.
Yep.
So, oh shit.
Oh.
That'd be a crit.
Is it though?
Yeah.
What if it's not?
See? You don't have anything to get away from it.
See, your shield of faith would have done nothing here.
That's fair. That's fair.
So,
and that is a 27 to hit for the second attack.
Yep.
Oh, this is gonna hurt. So that is a total of 41 damage for the first hit.
Fuck off.
Oh my god.
Second hit?
No. Maybe?
Second hit for.
Second hit is for 24 points of damage.
Cool, I'm down.
Okay, you go out. Arcos.
I don't want to play anymore.
this shit's fucked, man. Not that I mean,
I'm not gonna go deep. I didn't expect you to fucking beat this guy, but
I didn't either. But I mean,
anyway,
I wasn't gonna like back down either, because oh, fuck that
of
guy.
Of course not. I know you. I'm not saying of course not in a cocky way like neither of us would. I know Brad.
You've got the three that are up there somewhere, you know, like 50 feet below you is the fourth one.
Ow.
So I'm going to go down. Do I want to land? No, I'm going to stay hovering just above the deck just so I'm technically still flying. So if I need to get anywhere quick, I have my flying speed instantly there for me. Not that I wouldn't anyway, but whatever. Thematically, Harkos is right above the deck by mere inches. And I'm just going to attack these guys again. I think I'm going to attempt to do the same thing, but I'm going to start with the more injured. I'm going to start with guy number four, because okay. Three's on the ground, so I got one, two, and four up here. I'm going to start with four and work my way to one.
Okay.
So that's a dirty 20 on the first one.
That hits.
That's 12. What? That's a 4 and 8, so 22 on the second one.
That is.
The punch is 17 plus 8.
That hits.
And I'll burn a key point real quick and do a second punch. That one might not hit. That's a 17 total.
That does hit.
It does hit. Okay.
Barely, but it hits.
So then I will brutal accuracy on that as well. I'm not going to do any stunning, obviously, because I first of all, I didn't say it, and second of all, getting dangerously low on key points because I didn't have them all at the beginning of this fight anyway. Okay, so injured guy, where's my D8, is going to take 9 points of damage.
Okay.
Guy number two takes the other spear. That's 8 points of damage.
Okay.
Guy number one takes the fist. Which, thanks. Which is 5 points of damage. And then I think I'm actually going to come back to the... Yeah, I'll come back to guy number four for my second hit with the... also with the brutal accuracy damage on it.
This dude is just getting roughed up.
Well, he shouldn't have been where he was.
Quit picking on me.
No. Okay, so that's 11 points of damage total on that last punch.
Between everything?
Yeah, between everything. The first roll was 7, and then I rolled a 4 on the brutal accuracy.
Okay, so you deliver this last blow to the poor double brutal accuracy dude.
Oh yeah, he got it last time too, didn't he? Yeah, I fucking forgot that. I was just like, this guy's got to be getting pretty hurt. I should just hit him again. I completely forgot that when there was four of them, he got it the first. I do feel kind of bad now.
You should stop picking up and you rake across him and he stumbles backward and falls from the side of the ship.
Don't worry, Richard, we've got them on the ropes.
Those aren't ropes, they're rails.
We've got them on the wooden ropes.
Harkos, are you all done then?
Yes, that's everything that I am able to do because the Flurry of Blows is my bonus, so I got fuck all. I have a reaction, but the only thing I can use that for is if someone punches me in the face.
By the way, Richard is not looking good right now. He's bleeding and he seems to be kind of shaky on his feet.
Me too, Richard. Me too.
Bleeding. One of them... say number one sticks on him, number two will turn to try to get at you.
Okay.
That is a dirty 20 to hit you.
Yeah.
Okay. So Richard, well, that's 26 damage. Richard's still up. Not by much, but he's still up. And Harkos, for you, is 9 points of damage.
Okay, I'm going to burn a key point to do Vicious Return.
Yeah.
Which just means that I get to make a melee attack when I am hit by a melee attack.
Okay. Roll it.
That is... That's a 16.
Two hit?
Yeah, because I got 8 on the die and then the spear's plus 8, so...
That hits. That is on the money.
Okay, awesome. That makes... that. That's something. That's close to max, so that's 10 piercing damage.
Okay. He is looking pretty rough.
Fuck. Okay.
So after them is Richard, who he is going to try to make another attack against his. That's an 18 on the die. That's good job, Richard. And deals 7 points of damage. Not doing too bad. So it is at this moment, Harkos, you, as the rounds are beginning to switch over, that you hear a burst from below and this like burst of some sort of like bluish white comes from the opposite side of the ship from where you are, from below deck, and then you see a figure start flying off from where this explosion happened.
Does it just looks like something flying off, though? It's, yeah, it doesn't
fly.
It's booking it, I'm sure, but
yeah, I mean, it burst out and then has taken flight and is flying away.
Does I think it makes sense, and worst thing Ken can do is say no. Does it look to Harkos like this thing has any large thing with it? Like, does it look like it has a person with it?
Roll either investigation or perception. See which one.
Perception, because that's higher. So,
see if your allies can pick anything up. Oh shit!
Plus 3.
It is carrying something, but it is not the size of a person.
Like, at all. Not tiny kobold person, not normal human, not no. Big bald Trevor, nobody. Like, it has no. Something. Okay.
It has something, but it's not person-shaped.
Oh, man, Trevor, what if he took your sword? Or your hammer. What if he took your hammer? Ooh, maybe that's what he meant he was going to take. Maybe he was never going to hurt Lenara, but then you tried to be sneaky. Anyway. Okay, that was my big thing. I don't think Harkos is... So, just so I'm understanding this correctly, it didn't, like, come up from below decks. It blew out the side of the ship.
Yes.
Okay. So I don't think Harkos, in his state, and also, like, just... knowing that he would be completely alone, is going to pursue, which is why I wanted to ask if it had anything, because if I thought that it had a person, that would give Harkos reason to be stupid. I think that he has done enough stupid. We need to take care of the problem here. If they don't take care of themselves now that their boss is gone, air quotes in theory, I don't know that they're technically, maybe it's just coincidence. So Harkos isn't going to go after him. That's the long and the short of it. I just wanted to make sure he wasn't carrying hostage that I needed to go after him for.
Okay. But it goes back around to you.
Okay. Stabby, stabby, punchy, punchy. Harkos special. That's what it is. I'm not fucking changing up my spiel. It's the Harkos special. I mean, Harkos special is stabby, stabby, punchy, punchy with a side of fuck you, but...
That's the brutal accuracy.
Yeah, sometimes you can order the special fuck you sauce that just locks you down for a moment or two. Yeah. So, there's just two of them up here now, yeah?
Yes.
And then the
one
the,
on you, one on Richard.
The potential one other one that fell. So, I'll attack the guy on me. It's 26.
That, yeah.
And then second attack is a nat one.
Oh.
And then I think I'm going to do just the one punch because I need to sit on key. So that's a 17 plus 8. So a stab and a punch.
Okay. Yep. Roll it.
I keep rolling fucking 9 on this first spear attack. So 9 piercing damage. And then the punch is 6. Is 6 slashing damage.
Okay. So you slash out at this one, who you stab. He's able to kind of move out of the way of the second one, but as he's moving, your talons are already coming across him. You slash at him and just drive him right to the ground, and he is dead. So now there is just one remaining, the one that is on Richard.
Got it.
And it is going to make an attack.
On Richard, yeah.
On Richard.
Yeah, of course it is. Fucking coward.
Well, he does not hit Richard. So, because I don't... he rolled a 3. So, but strikes out with the climbing spikes that they've been using as weapons, and Richard is able to stumble out of the way of it. And then Richard is going to make a attack against him. That is a 17 total, so that will hit. Dealing 9 points of damage. Nines are apparently very popular tonight.
Apparently fucking Lee, man.
And this creature is starting to look pretty messed up now. Oh, I dropped my phone.
No.
That's what I get for having it in my lap. Trevor?
Yeah?
I need you to perform a death saving throw.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
God, it's been a while. It's just straight roll, or is it a con save?
It's just a straight roll.
Okay. That's a 13.
Okay, so that is one success. Okay. Harkos, it is back around to you.
Attack.
There is just the one remaining, and it's looking panicked.
Good, I'm attacking it.
Okay.
Fucking, that's what cockiness gets you, Harkos. So the first hit misses, it's an 8 and a 3. Second attack's dirty 20.
Okay, that hits.
And the punch is a 16.
Okay.
So spear, full damage, 12 piercing. And
That's all you need.
All right.
Cool. You stab straight into him, expecting to take another hit, but you stab like right into his chest, and he gurgles and passes out and dies.
Okay, so I know. Still in combat because Trevor's down, so rounds still have to progress. Talking is a free action. I'm just going to in-game voice Carquas's next course of action. So he's going to say to Richard, I don't fully know if the one that fell is like dead, so take a breather, but keep an eye out. I've got to go check on that explosion and my friend. And Harkos, rather than go downstairs and randomly search the ship, is going to fly to the hole that was erupted out of and go to fly into the ship there.
Okay, so you take off and fly over around the other side. I would say that you have plenty of movement to get there between the fly speed and your monk movement. Mm-hmm. You have plenty of speed to get there, especially if you're like dashing, which I'm assuming you are.
Well, it depends on how you're doing turns, quote unquote, because I wouldn't be able to dash having attacked, but
well, we'll get there. So you fly around and through the hole, and as you're like kind of rounding the rails of the ship, getting around to the other side, that this explosion is all frosted over. Like the wood that makes up the hull of the ship has been frozen around the edges of where this hole has been made. But you fly down through the hole and you see Trevor laid out, brutalized and bloodied, with a gasping Lenara kneeled over him, putting her hands over his wounds, trying to save him.
Do I have action?
Yes.
I'm gonna uncork a potion of greater healing and jam it down his gullet.
That, like he's a gas tank.
Yep.
Just boom.
And Harkos is going to come into the room, see this, and go, Lenora, if I may. And he's going to kneel down there and go, not fucking again, you son of a bitch. And he's going to uncork the bottle and jam it down. And not aggressively that I'm going to deal fucking damage to the dead guy and force a fail. But he is going to, like, panickedly, like, pour a fucking healing potion down his throat.
Okay, go ahead and roll up that healing.
I need D4s. Do. Fuck it. I know where two are. I'm using two. I'll roll two twice. 4d4 plus four. That's five. Four, five, six. So that's 11 plus four. 15 hit points.
15
Trevor,
hit points.
You wake up. Lenara and Harkos are both over you, and you have a glass bottle in your mouth.
So, I don't... Obviously, considering the situation, I don't think he'd be fully with it. So, sit up, spit the glass bottle out, and yell Lenara, and then look around, and then realize that she's right there. And he's gonna give her a hug, because he was freaking out.
Please be careful. Okay, I'm still bleeding a little bit from the throat region.
Cure wounds.
All right, roll it out.
Third level. What's that, 3d8?
Okay. Yeah. Plus your modifier.
19 points of damage healed.
Hey, so you put your hand on her and you see the wound around her throat close up. And she pulls.
I don't see shit. Because
oh, you don't
I
see
like
shit.
Good. Bear hugged her.
Your hug healing.
Like I don't think Trevor even knows that he did it. To be quite honest.
Okay. So Harkos, you witness this.
Harkos watches this fiery shit cover Lenara's throat as it heals her up, and be like, you know, I could say something. Now's not the time, Harkos.
Oh, thank goodness. I wasn't sure if it would work. I'm glad it did. Where did he go?
It's not important right now. Everybody's okay. Lenara, where's Evelyn? Where's everyone else? Are they...
He got her first.
What do you mean?
He got Evelyn first.
Like, gone then.
I don't know. I don't know where she went. They took Phil too.
Oh, you son of a
okay,
bitch.
Okay, so at that, Harkos is going to look at Trevor and tell him that he needs to as carefully and quickly as you can get her to the castle. I'll meet you there. And Harkos is shooting out of the hole and bulleting to the castle. The keep. Castle. No, you said castle. To the castle.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not a very big one, but it's a castle.
Well, you heard him. Let's move.
Are you in any shape?
I'll be fine.
Okay, Trevor, you look around. You don't see your sword.
You son of a bitch.
If this was Ondine, I would have got experience.
Bastard took my sword.
I didn't see what happened after. I was just trying to play dead. As if he had even flicked me, I probably would have gone out. I'm sorry. I couldn't.
You have nothing to apologize for.
We have a weapon store. I can get you something at least. Not a literal store. We just have a store of weapons.
What of my hammer?
It's gone. She takes your hand and kind of pulls you up and walks you back out into the hallway and opens up one of the other storeroom doors, and you see a molten mass on the ground. And she said, I don't even know how he did it, but he just...
Molten mass as in it's like cooled off now, maybe?
It's just a block of metal.
Of blah. Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's there, and I'm going to look at Lenara and go, this is fine. I can work with this. I'm going to fucking pick it up and take it with me.
You positive piece of shit.
But she, do you want to go and get one of the pyro weapons?
Just to make sure I have something until I can fix this.
Okay. So she takes you. There's an assortment of weapons. I mean, pretty much any basic weapon that you wanted to grab is in here.
Okay. Ken, roll me a high or low, please.
That is a 12.
Okay, so he's going to grab a longsword.
Okay. Now you choose high or low.
Yeah, pie.
Good choice. This is actually a little bit better. It is a plus one.
Nice. Longsword's the versatile one, yeah?
Yes, okay. D8, D10.
I just wanted to make sure I was right. Yep, the high or low was whether it'd be a sword or a hammer.
Okay.
Oh, come on. You said plus one?
Yes.
Sweet.
Okay. And then do you start taking off?
Yeah.
Okay, you take off.
Hopefully Richard's
Harkos.
I didn't think about that. Not on my mind right now.
Okay, let's resolve this. So Trevor, you go running up top deck, and you see the guard that you saw earlier. He's shooting arrows over the side of the over the side of the ship.
Richard, and you, if Phil's gone for good, Richard's coming with.
And you hear thunk, and then oh god, thud.
Is everything all right?
Just cleaning up.
Are you good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of.
Yeah.
That's subjective. I'm okay. On a scale of 1 to 30. I'm at a 23.
Are the bad things.
Or a 7.
Not a 7. Threat.
We're good.
We're both bleeding, so.
You would also see, Trevor, you would see a very bloody mess of 3 dead things on the deck. While he's thunking over the side of the ship. So, I mean, right. you could assume that he did it.
We're lowercase I line.
Okay. Harkos, you fly over the buildings. You kind of weave your way through, kind of following the best path that you can back towards the castle. Do you just like land in front of the door, or what? How do you?
I don't want them to think, because of what happened when I was here before, I don't want anyone to think that I'm trying to do something dastardly. So I'm going to land where I would if I were walking up to it, as close to whatever outer gates or whatever, before you hit this castle. And I'm going to come down, land there, and as I'm getting close to the castle, I'm going to be shouting William's name.
Okay. I will roll perception. Damn. Nice job, William. So you start shouting as you're... Are you, like, going towards the keep and shouting, or are you... Like from where you landed, you're shouting.
I'm not shouting the whole way there because I don't want to wake up all of Aetherport. But I'd say once Harkos gets in, I don't know. We'll say like a turn, so like around 120, he's gonna start like shouting as he's coming in close to land there, and then obviously continuing as he lands if William doesn't meet him there.
Okay, so you land and you start shouting his name, and then as you get up towards the front gates into the castle, you hear you see the door open and William come out. Hi.
Please, listen, I know earlier if I need an audience with Jubilee and the council, and my friends are on their way. I'm sorry. Okay, and Harkos is going to take his bag that has like feasibly like his darts and everything and his spear and hand it to like a guard and kind of put his hands up and go, I have to talk to them. It's of the most urgent news. Please.
Oh, wow. Okay. Do you want to wait for your friends, or
I don't know how much I don't know what the timeline is right now. I don't fully know what's going on, but the sooner the better. They know what we're doing. I would rather not wait.
Oh, okay, yeah. Come on in. I guess I'll see if I can get you in to see him. Are you okay?
No. No, I'm not.
No? Okay. He turns and looks at the other guards and gives them a nod, and they, you know, kind of stand away from the door. And as he's walking by, he grabs your stuff away from the other guard and keeps it.
Okay, cool.
And just as you get to the shit, what's the like the portcullis door?
Yeah.
To get into the main keep. Snow starts falling again. Big white fluffy flakes coming down in a torrent. As soon as they start hitting the ground, they're already sticking, and it's already creating a layer of frost on the ground.
Crackpot
and
corner.
That, my friends,
is where
we're going to call it for tonight. All right. Well, before I hear any grief from these fuckers, thank you all very much for joining us at our table. If you're enjoying what you're listening to, we would kindly ask that you show us some support. One way that you can do that is through our Patreon. We are good little warlocks and offer up sacrifices to our patrons depending on the tier that you choose. If Patreon is not so much your thing, you could do something as simple as just buying us a coffee. You go to ko-fi.com, search for Rolling in the Geek. You can do a one-time donation there. Brad, where can these fine folks get in touch with us?
You can subscribe to our newsletter on our website at RitGeekPodcast.com to keep up with all things Rolling in the Geek, or you can find us on any of your favorite ear bacon stations. Also, we're very active on Twitter, and if you want to talk to a bunch of rad content creators, podcasters, artists, and all-around cool people, you can join us in the Underground Oracle Discord through the link on our website.
Thank you very much, Brad. Nick, this week... You are... You are the sound... I'm gonna have to look for something here. Hold on.
Ball of on. Stress and nerves.
Because I know what I want, but I don't know if... don't know if this is the right one. Okay, perfect. This week, you are the sound druid of the Arctic. Should have seen that one coming, I guess. You look upon the planescape of our audio recordings and see just a frozen wasteland of dull dudes just cussing at each other for half and half. But with your manipulation, you were able to form beautiful castles and scenery with your icicle sound. Can you please freeze us something fun to go out on? I made that very Elsa, and I don't know how I feel about it. I was going to say,
Ken, the cold never even bothered me anyway. also really makes me wish that I had parody Let It Go, but I did not. So
we need to do so. It'd be better to plan it, I guess, if we thought about it.
Well, no. You have Knights. Hang on. So Hootie Who from Nick and Harkos, as we get kicked in the dicks in episode 86. tune in next week to see if Harkus's talks with the council send him to heaven in episode 87. So what I was going to say before I jumped into that, so I could get that out of the way, is sometimes we don't have to plan it. Serendipity hits us in the face. Now, I'm not saying the song content is. However, the way the episode just ended and what the song is, the actual lyrics are, is very serendipitous. So without further ado, because I got some shit to say in Under the Trench Coat, I'm not going to ramble. What?
I was just laughing because you got some shit to say.
I got a fucking crackpot corner of the fucking month. What month is it? It's like August? I got, yeah, it's going to be a fucking doozy. Anyway, episode 86 parody. Here we go. Bookmarks on pages and spell cards stacked neatly. Memorizing feats and abilities completely, hanging with friends and doing RP. These are all things that make up D&D. Druids that shift and rogues for the backstabbing. Clerics with healing spells to keep death from happening. Paladins to smite every single damn thing. These are all aspects when you play D&D. Artificers to craft things and rangers for dexterity. Monks and barbs and fighters to punch, stab, and parry. Bards, warlocks, wizards, and sorcerers too. If you like spellcasting, D&D has them for you. When your job sucks, when life gets tough, or if you're feeling blue, just roll up a character and call on your crew. Then let D&D cast mending on you.
Oh, that was good.
Wow.
There you go. Ken got that Sound of Music good. In my brain, and I was trying to do 16 going on 17, and then I saw this suggested in YouTube while I was looking at lyrics, and I was like, I bet you I could do something with that. And I haven't done a character song, like a class song, so that felt good. That was really nice.
That was nice. I liked it a lot.
That was really good.
Thank you.
Stop and recording.
This is Captain Harkos of the HMS Pissarro. I'm trapped in deep space. They got the engines. The ship's in trouble. I don't even know where I am. I don't even know if anyone's gonna hear this.
Captain Harkos, I'm picking up a ship incoming.
Well, can you hail him? Can you get him over here, please?
No. It appears that communications are offline. But it does appear that the ship is the HMS Iron Jaw.
Oh, Trevor. It fucking figures. Just signal him somehow, please. We're running out of air.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.